Now, sixthly, the stage or the link of bliss. And this is a stage of, we may say, a state of pure happiness, unalloyed happiness. And it represents the complete unification of all our emotional energies. It's not only a state of bliss, it's a state of peace. It's a state of harmony, of tranquility, of love, of compassion. In this state we find all the positive emotions blended. There's no negative emotion whatsoever. There's no hatred, no fear, no anxiety, no craving, no jealousy, no possessiveness, no enmity, and so on. Certainly, at least, not in the conscious mind. Even the unconscious mind has been purified to some extent. So this link, we may say, this link of bliss, this stage of bliss, represents an extremely important aspect of the spiritual life, the importance of which is often not sufficiently recognized. It represents the fact, the very important fact, that we must be in our lives. I was going to say our spiritual life, but in our lives even, emotionally positive, not emotionally negative. We owe it to ourselves and we owe it to others to be on all possible occasions emotionally positive and not emotionally negative. In this way we shall contribute to the raising of the level of consciousness and being, not only of ourselves but everybody with whom we come into contact. Unfortunately, we find people's lives only too often are bound up with negative emotions. They're riddled with fear, anxiety, jealousy, possessiveness, hatred, anxiety, all these things, suspicion. And their whole lives are passed only too often in a sort of dark cloud of negative emotions. So we have to struggle to get free from this and be very sharp on ourselves, very hard on ourselves even, and not allow negative emotions to develop. To develop only positive emotions of love, joy, compassion, peace, and so on. Only too often we find even the religious life, the organized religious life, bound up with negative emotions. I don't want to say too much about this because, as I've said, preoccupation with negative emotion is itself negative. But I remember once I heard, perhaps I shouldn't mention any names, but I will do just for once, I heard not so long ago, speaking on the radio, interviewed on the radio, the Reverend Ian Paisley. And I listened to his voice. The tone of the voice was enough. I didn't want to hear what he had to say. The tone was enough. The tone of the voice told you that what he had to say embodied negative emotion, nothing positive. So we find only too often that religious life, organized religious life, is bound up with negative emotion. And in this connection we think, looking back on the history of Europe, of the Inquisition. We think of all the witch burnings, the witch huntings, of that terrible, disastrous chapter lasting for hundreds of years of European religious history. But perhaps it's better not to think of it. It's better perhaps to forget the hideous nightmare of those years, of those centuries. Better to be on all possible occasions, in all possible ways, emotionally positive. And it's no accident perhaps that what we may describe as the motto of Buddhism, the motto of the Buddha's teaching, is this little phrase, Sabbe Satta Sukhi Hontu, which means, may all beings be happy. May all beings be blissful. It's as simple as that. Anyway, this is the sole wish, this is the heartfelt wish of Buddhism. And it's not just words, it's not just something to repeat and recite. We may say that the aspiration, the very positive aspiration of Buddhism, is that all beings should be emotionally positive. That there shouldn't be any fear, that there shouldn't be any hatred, that there shouldn't be any jealousy, any suspicion, any possessiveness, that everybody should be emotionally positive, that they should be happy, that they should be blissful, that they should be full of love, compassion, peace, joy, devotion, faith. Because positive emotion is an essential part of the higher evolution. If you can only get people to be emotionally positive, if you can get them out of the rut of their negative emotions, if you can, as it were, take them by the scruff of their necks and pull them out, if necessary, out of their negative emotions, out of their self-pity, out of their jealousy, out of their possessiveness, out of their anxieties, out of their worries. If you're going to lift them above all these things, out of all these things, clear of these things, if you can only in some way or other imbue them with positive emotion, powerful, strong, then they really are on the path already of the higher evolution.